13th of July, 1935. Talk number 65. A visitor. Is the world perceived even after self-realization? Maharshi. From whom is this question? Is it from a jnani or from an agyani? Devotee. From an agyani. Devotee. Realize to whom the question arises. It can be answered if it arises after knowing the doubter. Can this jagat world or the body say that it is? Or does the seer say that the world or the body is? The seer must be there to see the objects. Find out the seer first. Why worry yourself now with what will be in the hereafter? Sri Bhagavan continued, what does it matter if the world is perceived or not perceived? Have you lost anything by your perception of the world now? Or do you gain anything where there is no such perception in your deep sleep? It is immaterial whether the world is perceived or not perceived. The agyani sees the jnani active and is confounded. The world is perceived by both, but their outlooks differ. Take the instance of a cinema. There are pictures moving on the screen. Go and hold them. What do you hold? It is only the screen. Let the pictures disappear. What remains over? The screen again. So also here. Even when the world appears, see to whom it appears. Hold the substratum of the eye. After the substratum is held, what does it matter if the world appears or disappears? The agyani takes the world to be real, whereas the jnani sees it only as the manifestation of the self. It is immaterial if the self manifests itself or ceases to do so. 15th of July, 1935. Talk number 66. A letter was received containing some learned questions pertaining to memory, sleep, and death. It looked, at first sight, that they were cogent yet baffling to answer, but when the master was approached on the subject, he disentangled the skein very nicely, pointing out that all such confusion was due to the non-differentiation of the real I from the false I. The attributes and modes pertain to the latter and not to the former. One's efforts are directed only to remove one's ignorance. Afterwards, they cease, and the real self is found to be always there. No effort is needed to remain as the self.